This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Shunning Greed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Greed is defined as an intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth, power, or even food. A selfish and excessive desire for more of something, such as money, than what a person needs, you know. This is what is called greed if somebody's running after it. Greed is an offense which brings abjectness and sin. In Islam's value system, greed is considered to be a vice. Greed is a stepping stone for many other vices. The commander of the faithful, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, has said, "Greed is the key to trouble and carries man to hardship. It causes him to commit sin." Greed provokes and instigates a person to commit different types of sins. Hunger for more makes a person blind towards the right of others. And again, you know, you look at greed, it gradually makes a person negligent of Allah and his responsibilities towards Allah. So if somebody is treading the path of being greedy, the first and foremost, you know, detriment or loss he is potentially going to face is his negligence from the Creator, the Almighty Allah. And, you know, at the second level, the rights of those who have rights on our necks, for instance, you know, our parents, our relatives, our friends, our social circle, other people, other Muslims, the oppressed people of the world, all of these, they stay ignored, you know, if a person is greedy and selfish. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of shunning greed. And we said greed is a vice and it creates this opening for many other vices. For instance, ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights, ignoring other people's rights, Muslims' rights on our necks, our family's rights, and so on and so forth. According to the infallible and immaculate Imams, there are certain signs of a mu'min. Similarly, according to the Imams, there are certain signs of bad people. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says in one place, "Greed is a sign of the wretched." In another place he says, "Greed brings abjectness and adversity." Brothers and sisters, greed makes one's life difficult. Not just that, greed makes one's death difficult as well. If you look towards Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, he has said, "The example of those who are greedy for this world is like the example of silkworms." Then he continues, "The more they add to themselves, the more difficult in their escape until they die of grief." Subhanallah, very clear projection of what a greedy person goes through in this life. We're not talking about the hereafter. Greedy people wish to become wealthy, while Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, is saying, "The greatest wealth is that of those who are free from greed." So first and foremost, if you want to be wealthy, you have to take out this greed from your heart. And Allah, if he wills it so, will make you wealthy. But if you have greed in your heart, then no matter how much wealth you accumulate, you're going to have this miserable life whatsoever.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.